Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. And if you do, this week, you'll get the 2004 predictions that I made a year ago, and you'll find out what actually happened and how I scored on my predictions. You can get that if you subscribe this week, if you haven't already. And you'll be set up for the coming week's edition of the letter, which includes my 2005 predictions, and I know you don't want to miss those. So check that out when you get a chance at jbsba.com. Just click on the subscribe, the newsletter link there, and it's easy to do. And while you're there, don't forget to check out some of the other things we have there, like our brain trust list and our hundreds of articles and thousands of archives of past shows that we've done, like the one we're doing right now, which will be archived by the end of the day. And we're getting ready to visit with a new friend, Jim Case, is along with Paul Huddle, are the authors of The Athletic Minded Traveler. Jim is with us today, and he's the founder of a successful law practice. He also hosted, in Chicago, by the way, he also hosted a live television show in Chicago, but he's recently moved to San Diego. He's a fitness expert, and I think you're going to like this book. Jim Case, welcome to the show.
Good morning. It's really great to be with you.
It's good to have you here. Congratulations on the book, and It's a little bit of an unusual book. It reminds me a little bit of Rick Steves' travel books.
You know, where
we've got, when I picked it up, I said, you know, this reminded me of the Rick Steves book where he takes you to other parts of the world and tells you where to stay and how much to pay to tip and you know where to buy the best muffalato or whatever or whatever, you know, which museum to go through. This book reminds me of those.
Yeah, and it's definitely in that same
vein.
That's
a compliment.
Thank you, by the way, for the compliment.
Yeah, that is a compliment, by the way.
No, I take it as a compliment, for sure.
Because he's rousingly successful with
it. Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And that was the thought behind the book. We wanted to make something that was very practical, easy to use, easy to carry along in a briefcase or a purse or a backpack. And the thought in our minds was to make it appeal to the business traveler. And since I was a small business traveler myself for so many years, we definitely had the small business traveler in mind. And what we wanted to do was, there before this book, The Athletic Minded Traveler, it was next to impossible to find out objective and reliable information on fitness options across the country. And so what we wanted to do was to write a book that would allow people not only to identify places to stay across the country that that met their typical hotel criteria, for example, the room amenities and whether they have room service and whether there's 300 thread count sheets. But in addition to all that typical hotel review criteria, we also wanted to cover the hotel fitness options or the nearby fitness options at health clubs, YMCAs, running routes, etc. So we went on this national tour and review of, we started off with over 2,000 hotels and health clubs, and we ended up with over 500 recommendations in this book, and we identified the best, the most fitness-focused hotels in three price categories, as well as the best running routes, lap pools, health clubs, community centers, YMCAs, you name it.
And you even identify the type of things that each one of the hotels have for cardio, for strength, for swimming, and others. You identify all that. It's very, very well done, Jim. Now, give us some ideas about what we can do. You know, let's... As you know, when we go to make a business trip, Yeah, it's great if you've got the the workout center there and all that. But you know what? Sometimes, most of the time, we spend more time doing other things than having time available to go to the fitness center. We're in meetings, or we're riding in a cab, or we're driving a rental car, or something like that. Or we're in the hotel room, you know, making phone calls and checking email and stuff like that. How do we stay fit during those times?
Well, and I've been there, and I know exactly what you're talking about, and you're absolutely right. When you're traveling, the first thing that you want to do is you just want to have a mindset of maintaining and not improving your health. So all you're looking to try and find is about 20 minutes in your day to get some type of exercise that's going to elevate your heart rate. That can even be just a brisk walk, you know, for 20 minutes. Instead of taking a cab to your meeting, you know, leave a little early if you can and walk there. But sometimes, like you're saying, that your schedule is so tight that doesn't allow for it. So I always try and tell people, you know what, the best time of the day is those morning hours before you go out and start your day, because there's so many pitfalls and so many changes that can happen to your schedule that it doesn't make exercise often. It doesn't make exercise practical as the day goes on.
Mm-hmm.
So I try to recommend that, you know what, get yourself up at 20 minutes earlier than you had planned, and plan on, hopefully you're able to use his book and identify hotels or that have a great fitness center, and then you can just go downstairs to the fitness center and exercise for 20 minutes. Or like I was saying, you know, if you happen to be in a small town that doesn't have one, you can just go out for a brisk walk or walk up and down the stairs if you have to.
Well, see, here's the thing where I think your book's going to come in handy, Jim, and that is if I have it available when I go to these towns, these cities that you've identified in here, that, and I see what they have, then I will be able to maybe schedule some time. As opposed to just feeling, you know, there are times. How many times when we travel somewhere do we wind up having just sort of being loose for an hour or two? We got nothing going on. If we could actually schedule this and take the proper clothing for, you know, take our togs with us when we go there, if we can make that part of the whole trip, then you know, we'll be able to take advantage of these things.
That's right. That's right. This book is definitely a time saver. It's going to help you identify places to stay that are going to be conducive to any type of workout before leaving home. And that's, I think, why we've received a lot of interest from corporate America, both small businesses and large businesses. We just completed a deal with Janus Mutual Fund Corporation, Janus mm-hmm. Capital Group,
right.
And they bought a bulk, hundreds of books for their national sales force to provide it to their sales force when they travel. Same thing with Qualcomm and Motorola,
right.
And even some smaller companies.
Jim, stand by. We're going to take a quick break.
Absolutely.
We're talking with our new friend Jim Case, the co-author of The Athletic-Minded Traveler. His organization, Fusion Training, coaches athletes for triathlons and marathons. I'm going to get him to help us get some of that information for our small business owners right after these messages. It's 20 after. Stay with us.
High on a mountain of love. Night after night I've been standing here alone.
Well, it's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. Fantabulous night to make romance neath the cover of October sky.
We're back.
On the
it's 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're having a great visit with our new friend, Jim Case, soon to be old friend. We're going to get him back on the show another time and in the future and get him to share some more of his ideas with us. He's the author, the co-author, along with Paul Huddle, of the book, The Athletic-Minded Traveler, Where to Work and Where to Work Out and Stay When Fitness is a Priority. That's when you're traveling, folks. You use this book to find out what hotels, what facilities in the areas that you're going to be staying at have, what kind of capability they have for exercising, for swimming, that sort of thing. And the jacuzzi is a big deal for me, Jim, when I'm traveling, to know when to take my swim trunk so I can partake of the jacuzzi. Give us your website.
Do laps in the jacuzzi.
Oh yeah, I'm a big lap guy in the jacuzzi.
Yeah, you can accumulate laps pretty quickly when it's only 10 feet wide, right?
Yeah, that's right. I'll do 30, 40 easy. Hey, give us your website, please, Jim.
The website is SoCalPress.com. SocalPress.com, SoCal like Southern California,
right.
S-O-C-A-L, Press, P-R-E-S-S.com.
Okay.
And not only is there information about the book on there, but there's also information there at the site about our corporate programs and how you can get books at a discount if you're interested in buying them for your employees.
And the company is called Fusion Training?
That's my coaching company. That's a different company, but yeah, you're right. It's FusionTraining.com, and through that company, I help train people to accomplish their endurance and athletic goals. So people that run marathons, for example, or people that participate in triathlons, we train them to make them leaner and faster and happier.
Well, you know, Jim, if I had to compare a small business owner with any kind of an athlete, I would say that they were maybe even decathletes or probably decathletes because in any given day we have to run a marathon, we have to swim 10 miles of run a marathon of managing the business, swim 10 miles of dealing with customer challenges, and we have to scale the hurdles of capitalizing our business, you know.
Yeah,
on
you
and
have
on.
To participate in a mental Olympics every day.
That's exactly, and the physical Olympics.
And you physical. Because
Jim, we turn the lights on and we turn the lights off.
That's right.
And
that's
so,
right.
And you know, we get to work, all we want. And somebody says they're down. I heard somebody say that they were down to working just a half a day. You know, just 12 hours now. And so, what can you recommend that we do? We're already out there putting out the effort. What can we do to make sure that we stay as healthy as possible while we're doing all that?
Well, I've been there and actually continue to be there with the small business man or woman in terms of, you know, just a hectic schedule and crazy days. But the thing that you have to do is you need to put exercise into your schedule and make it into part of your habit and your routine. And if you can do that, then it's going to become just like brushing your teeth. You know, it's going to be something that becomes a part of your day. And again, you know, most people think, oh, exercise, you know, I got to go out and do something for an hour. And really, you don't. I mean, all the studies that have been done from private institutions to governmental studies show that really all you need is 20 minutes. And that 20 minutes, again, can just be a brisk walk. And so what I like to tell people to do is to get that exercise routine, make it a part of your day, whether it's in the evening or if it's in the morning like I try to do. And if you can, that's going to help you with the rest of your day, because study after study shows that if you're able to do regular exercise, it's going to help with your reaction, your alertness, your mental strength. In fact, there was a study done by Hilton Hotels that showed that people who exercised while on their business trips performed 61% better on reaction and alertness tests than non-exercisers.
Wow.
So and not only will it help you during your day at the office, but then when it does come time to go home and go to sleep, exercise actually helps you with your sleep, have a better night's sleep, because your body again is getting into a routine and has performed physically throughout the day.
Do you think we have an obesity epidemic in the United States?
Oh, there's no doubt. Absolutely. We absolutely do. And what's even more scary is our children have an even greater epidemic than when we were brought up.
When I travel, and I'm sure you've seen this too, when I travel abroad, one of the things I don't see as many fat people in other countries as I do in the United States, but I do see more people walking and riding bicycles just around town than you do in the United States. There's got to be a direct connection there, doesn't there?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, number one, we're kind of out of whack with our portions that we eat. You know, we go to these restaurants and the portions that are served to us are on these huge plates and bowls. And
don't forget the all-you-can-eat buffets.
That's right. And the all-you-can-eat buffets. And hey, that's one of the great things, though, about exercise is if you are exercising, you don't have to worry about your diet and how much food you're taking in. Now, obviously, you know, I mean, you can't still take in 5,000 calories or
right.
something, but if you are getting your 20, 20 minutes of exercise, and then you really have to worry a lot less about the food that you're eating and how much.
It makes a difference. Jim, we got to wrap it up. Will you come back another day?
Oh, absolutely.
Love to have you back. And give us your website again, please.
It's SoCalPress.com.
And the other one is FusionTraining.com, right?
And FusionTraining.com.
Thanks, Jim Case.
Thank
we'll see you next
so
time.
Much.
Happy New Year.
Okay,
Jim Case, ladies and gentlemen. The book is called The Athletic-Minded Traveler, wherever books are sold. Quick break, right back with Doug Stives. The show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.